Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. All the books, all the J.K. Lasser series of Small Business Taxes 2015 is out right now. I encourage you to go ahead and get that copy. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What are some things that we need to know that we can do between now and the end of the year to impact our tax bill?
Actually, there are a lot, even though the days are few. So one thing, certainly, if this is shaping up to be a good year and you don't have a qualified plan yet, sign the paperwork by the end of the year. You have until the extended due date to actually put the money into the plan in most cases, but you have to sign the paperwork to have the most flexibility in terms of choice of plans. If you fail, you can always set up and fund a SEP by the extended due date, but fail to sign the paperwork, that is. But do it this year. Do it now. It's going to shelter your profits, and you'll be saving for retirement, because you can't count on the sale of your business to provide you with a comfortable retirement.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Some people do it, but it's not. It's the exception rather than the rule, isn't it?
Well, it kind of depends on when you're selling. I mean, if you're selling in a debt, you know, when things are bad, it's not good for you. The other thing you can do is we talked previously about expensing and about buying equipment.
Mm-hmm.
If Congress fails to act, we're looking at a $25,000 limit on being able to expense the cost of equipment rather
from
than depreciate.
From $500,000 to $25,000.
Right, but $25,000 for many business owners, that could be significant if you need new tablets or smartphones for your staff. So go for it for that. That could be very helpful. If you're cash-based, meaning you're a service business that reports accounting on the cash basis, you could wait till late in the year to send out invoices so you won't be paid till next year. Of course, this isn't a great idea if you have cash flow issues or you're worried about the customer being able to pay. Then you want to bill as quickly as possible.
Right, so invoice late and pay early.
Exactly. The other thing is, if you can afford to do it, clean up all your payables and get all those bills paid before the end of the year so you can nail your deductions down for 2014. So that could be very helpful, too.
Now, remember, all the January bills you pay in December of this year, that means you'll have that few deductions next year. So, you know, you don't get to multiply them. You just get to accelerate them.
Exactly. And then I just want to note, just in general, that this was very surprising. Yesterday, the IRS came out with the 2015 standard mileage rate for business driving. And despite the really tremendous drop in the price of gasoline, they raised the mileage rate from 56 cents in 2014 to 57.5 cents in 2015. So that's a good thing that we could look forward to. But you got to make sure that you have your records and, you know, write down your odometer at the start of the year so you know where you're starting from, and then use an app to keep track of your business driving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think one of the least favorite things you could do, but one of the most important things for tax savings, is just good records. So really make sure you have your receipts in order. Get systems in place. What are your business practices for organizing all of this, for getting your employees to do the right thing, for keeping your books and records up to date so you can know where your cash flow is, where your monthly P&L statement, so you really know where you're at. I mean, it doesn't sound like fun.
I call it the diaper changing part of owning a business.
It is. It is a chore. It is a chore. But you know what? The rewards are great because you're going to wind up saving money in the long run. You're going to just run your business better. You're going to pay less taxes. Who doesn't want to do that?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Barbara, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. Well, we got to watch from hour to hour what Congress is doing. There may be many more tax opportunities for savings between now and the end of the year if Congress moves. So today, yeah. Tomorrow, maybe something good will happen.
Literally in the next any day now.
Right.
And if it doesn't happen this week, it's probably not going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara, good job. Thanks for all you do for small business.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
You betcha.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. We're going to have her 17th anniversary in a couple of months. And we always love having her here. She always does a great job. One of the great resources for small businesses. If you're not checking out BarbaraWeltman.com, you're making a mistake. And when you do, you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.